Nine business initiatives in Parry Sound, Muskoka are the recipients of $7,555,621 in federal funding. The FedNor funding, which comes through the Northern Ontario Development Program, NODP, and Regional Economic Growth through Innovation, REGI, is expected to help create 139 jobs over the next 5 years. Organizations receiving the funds include the Corporation of the Township of Seguin, $3 million with $3 million in Northern Ontario Development Program funding, through FedNor, the Township of Seguin will create new airside lots for aviation, aerospace business development. With growth previously constrained by inaccessible and unsuitable land, this initiative will allow the township to help attract and retain businesses. To date, seven aviation, aerospace companies have expressed interest in locating or expanding their operations at the Parry Sound Area Municipal Airport and Business Park. Icarus Aero Inc. $1,080,000. Icarus Aero Inc. will expand and acquire new innovative equipment for its manufacturing plant in Gravenhurst thanks to a repayable contribution of $1,080,000 in Regional Economic Growth through Innovation Program funding made available through FedNor. The expansion at the Muskoka Airport Business Park will increase the aerospace company's square footage to accommodate extra production space required to meet market demand. This strategic investment will help automate several processes and modernize the production facility, enhancing Icarus Aero Inc.'s competitive edge in the global marketplace. These improvements are expected to lead to the creation of up to 20 new highly skilled jobs over the next 5 years. Eco Development Group Inc. $1 million. Eco Development Group Inc. will use a $1 million repayable contribution from FedNor to buy new, innovative value-added wood processing equipment. The Regional Economic Growth through Innovation funding will help the startup Parry Sound Company, which specializes in designing and fabricating house kits, to bring the latest technology in cross-laminated timber technologies and home building to Northern Ontario. In addition, this investment will lead to 46 new jobs. Crofters Food Limited, $883,281. A repayable FedNor contribution of $883,281 in Regional Economic Growth through Innovation funding will enable Crofters Food Limited of Parry Sound to purchase equipment, consolidate its production operations, and adopt and adapt the latest innovative techniques associated with the processing of value-added fruit products. This strategic investment is expected to create 14 new full-time jobs in the skilled fields of science, logistics, and organic food production. Calhoun Audio Laboratories Limited, $533,440. With a FedNor repayable contribution of $533,440, through Regional Economic Growth through Innovation funding, Calhoun Audio Laboratories Limited will purchase the latest in acoustical technology. The new equipment will allow the company, based in Dwight, to bring more of its component manufacturing in-house, reducing reliance on outside, foreign vendors and securing the inventory it needs. In addition, by completing every aspect of the production process at one location, Calhoun Audio Laboratories Limited will be able to monitor quality control, as well as the adoption of technology, resulting in enhanced production at a lower cost. This investment is expected to result in the creation of 15 to 20 jobs. EmberTech Industrial Inc., $420,400. EmberTech Industrial Inc. will receive a repayable contribution of $420,400 to increase productivity at its new 13,500-square-foot manufacturing facility in Bracebridge and reorient its production towards more complex, higher-margin hydro development projects. Specifically, this Regional Economic Growth through Innovation funding, through FedNor, will be used to buy innovative equipment and implement new technologies. Once complete, this project will lead to the creation of 10 new jobs. Legend Spirits Company, $241,000. Located in Parry Sound, Legend Spirits Company will receive $241,000 in Regional Economic Growth through Innovation funding, under the Jobs and Growth Fund. Specifically, this repayable investment through FedNor will assist the startup craft distillery with equipment purchases, leasehold improvements and professional services to support the manufacturing process and some training. Once complete, the company plans to create 13 full-time positions. Muskoka Timber Mills, $200,000 Muskoka Timber Mills is purchasing two new wood drying kilns thanks to a $200,000 repayable investment in regional economic growth through innovation funding from FedNor. The new equipment will eliminate the need for the Bracebridge company to ship its wood elsewhere for drying, increasing the efficiency of its operations and enabling it to increase production. This project will create up to 10 new jobs. Lake of Bays Brewing Company Limited, $197,500 with a repayable contribution of $197,500 in regional economic growth through innovation funding through FedNor, Lake of Bays Brewing Company Limited, will purchase new equipment to increase production capacity at its Baysville facility. Additional lab equipment will improve in-house quality assurance capabilities, while an automated kin-sleeve applicator at its warehouse in Bracebridge will enable the brewery to apply decorative sleeves to plain aluminum beverage cans, providing a cost-effective alternative to traditional labels for smaller production runs. Once the project is complete, the company anticipates to create up to 6 new positions.